I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Your phone calls are welcome. We air grievances on Fridays, and you can join us at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, before I grab the phones, I sent you a little article. I'm sure you were probably working. Very important shirt you got on there. A majority of American voters say that Russian President Vladimir Putin would not have invaded Ukraine had former President Trump been president. 62% of Americans believe that. Now, 38% think he would have invaded anyways. I guess historically that did not happen on Trump's watch, but Putin's basically invaded like every American presidency. He invaded under W. He invaded under Obama. He invaded under Biden. But I mean, you know, when you got an ally like that in the White House, under Biden, NATO for you, and he's willing to give you public handies in Helsinki. Why would you?
And God only knows what else he was given. I mean, why would you rock that? But when you have your guy in the White House, why would you shake that up? You take advantage. If you were to do this then, you know, Trump would have been forced to do something. Now, you know, who knows what that would have been? And it's a rhetorical question. But again, if you look at the circumstances and totality of it all, and I am a believer in the Mueller report, I'd love to see that thing unredacted. I'd love to be a fly on the wall. But why? I mean, he had more to gain by sitting on his hands with Trump in the White House than he did by taking that action at that point.
A little bit more from this poll. And I mentioned Dom, new Marquette University Law School poll and dropping on March 2nd, and of course, I booked the pollster. Charles Franklin will precede you on the airwaves, 4:30 to 5 o'clock. New polling coming out March 2nd. And although apparently they didn't do head-to-head polling, I do have an insight. The Wisconsin U.S. Senatorial, the Democratic race, they did poll, at least like favorability, sort of see who's got name recognition amongst the field. Right. So, you know, that'll be sort of a tell. That'll be one of the first time we've seen polling on all 12, make that 11 candidates. I don't know if we mentioned it, Dom. Jillian Bettino, who, you know, pretty striking woman, but perhaps not a strong political resume, you know, no prior politics, but a good a good professional resume, a doctor, right?
Yeah.
Bettino, and I liked her. I met her a few times, but apparently she's going to run for state treasurer. And of course, we know that Godlewski, Sarah Godlewski, who is probably amongst the quote unquote top tier candidates for that race, Godlewski vacated that seat because she's running for Ron Johnson's seat.
So, Crudy, what do you think the chances are that our pal Charles Franklin from the Marquette University Law School poll, I don't know, maybe he oversamples Republicans?
You know, I wondered, at what point does he have to start differentiating between Republicans and Trumplicats, you know, or whatever you want to call them, the MAGAs? Because, I mean, at some point you're going to see a fracturing of the Republican Party. I don't think Mark Belling can tape them back together and keep them all the cats herded.
Mark Belling's sister was one of the people shaking down, going up to meeting people at the Capitol and asking them, you know, to help overturn the election. Yeah, it's all in the family, baby.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
And tell more about that, because I knew Dan O'Donnell's in-laws were at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021. Although, according to Dan, they didn't go inside. They were, you know, just happy patriotic tourists and all that.
Yeah, I forget the name of the Wisconsin legislator that this crowd of, you know, overturned the election were talking to. But towards the end of that interview, and it was the crowd themselves that were recording this, and they released it later. You can hear, yes, I'm Mark Belling's sister, and da 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 da. Yeah, so she's in it. I mean, it must like I said, run in the family.
Dominic, if you were Mark Belling's brother, would you admit that publicly? I don't know that, man. I would.
I mean, I'd be against them the whole time.
Okay, never take sides against the family.
I just got to throw this out there before we get to the phones. Rick Wilson, right? One of those Republicans.
Lincoln Project Republicans.
He tweeted out
although
earlier
a former
today,
Scott Walker supporter, so, you know, he's still a bastard, but please continue.
This is what he tweeted out, and we shared it on the Devil Radio Twitter feed. Here's what he said. I've never heard of this hub of porn before, but I salute them. And here's his tweet. The sanction nobody is talking about. Russian users who attempt to visit Pornhub were quite literally blank blocked by a message that told them that the content has been stopped along with a Ukrainian flag and message of Ukrainian support. So you're going to have a lot of people in Russia getting very angst and angry in the next couple of days.
Dominic! 844-967-2789. Angie from Monroe. Angie, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Angie.
Hi. I was just wondering, do you think Trump was, technically was supposed to, win, with all this cheating that went on. And, if he would have won, he would obviously have given Ukraine to him. There's no way Trump would have fought Putin. We all know he's in bed with him. And then there's another thing that Stephanie Miller show put on this morning, and I almost died of laughter. Apparently she put on air like a video or something of, I guess, an older lady that was yelling at one of the Russian soldiers and asked why they were – and they played this live on air why – that he was there, and then she handed him some seeds and said, put these in your pocket so when you die, you'll it'll be worth something. I almost spit out my water. I was just like, oh my goodness. So I got to find this video. And she played it live on air, so it's definitely out there. I almost died. I just thought I've been waiting all day to say something on your show tonight.
Angie, so. How are you listening to us today?
I always listen like usually on Facebook or in the car on the radio.
Awesome.
Either one.
Angie, appreciate you doing so. Always be a part. Join us, especially on Fridays when we air the grievances. Here's a news story I had heard overnight, and I want to verify, at least by finding a second source. Ukrainian ambassador says a Russian platoon surrendered to Ukrainian forces overnight. They did so willingly. I bet there are a couple of Donald Trumps in there. Come back, more Devil's Advocates.